Okay? Look at James chapter 1, just a few pages from where you are right now. It says in James chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. So this is exactly on point with what we're talking about. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So the Bible is telling us that every good gift, every good thing that we want in life is going to come from God. He's going to give it to us. He's not going to withhold from us any good thing, the Bible says. He'll give us the desires of our heart. But often we must be patient. And so there's a temptation there where our own lust will be played upon by the devil, and where he'll try to get us to want to take everything now and just gratify the flesh now, when in reality we just need to be patient and wait for God to give us those things in his timing. You know, that physical relationship with a woman, that comes with marriage. You know, or if you're a woman, that physical relationship with a man, that's going to come when you get married. Wait for it. Be patient for it. God's not trying to withhold that good thing from you. You just have to wait till his timing. When it comes to maybe owning something that you want, you know, you have to work hard and earn the money and get that out, not just steal it right now and give in to that temptation. God is not trying to just hold us back from having any enjoyment in our life. But rather, he wants us to obey him, fear him, keep his commandments, be humble, and respect the boundaries that he has placed in our lives.